Oh, welcome back to Trot's Life. Feels like it's been too long since we caught up with Steve Solder. How are you, Pogger? What's happening, mate? All well, and whereabouts are you today?
Yeah, it's been a while, Toby. I'm at Docklands today, amongst the concrete jungle here. At work, pumping away. So, yeah, it's been good. I'd rather have a few more winners, though, but that's the way it goes.
Oh, yeah, you've got a winner in New South Wales, mate, with Mick Stanley. He's had a big, long stay up there, and he'll be off to New Zealand soon, Mick.
Yeah, it was good, actually. Been a little bit of a work in progress, Rudy G, so I was wrapped. I don't think I've ever had a winner of Bathurst. I can't remember. But, no, it was good to see him get across the line. Pay a few bills, Toby. It's always good.
Yeah. And Raw for Ross. Did you hear me open the show, mate?
No, mate. I'm being busy.
I described it as a condition called brenitis, B-R-E-E-N-I-T-I-S. That's where you constantly draw bad gates, 4, 5, 5, and 7 this prep.
It's been a little frustrating, and I'm sure Juanita and Aaron are the same. And I'm sure she wouldn't appreciate that either.
She wouldn't. There was another horse, might have been Golden Sunset, just drew like gate 5, 6, or 7 just constantly.
Yeah, that's right. So, yeah, it's been another work in progress with Raw for Roscoe. He's had a few issues over the last 6 months. So hopefully he's slowly getting back to what we know. You never know. He might surprise him one night.
Yeah, okay. That is just a little something there I'm picking up on. So he's just going to lead and win on Saturday night from the outside of the front in the 80 to 95, as you do, mate. Perfect. That's good.
Yeah. I don't think that'll happen, but he's getting better. Let's just put it that way. Yeah.
And that building at Docklands that you're in, it'd be pretty well regulated, and there'd be a fire marshal and all sorts of things there, wouldn't there?
Yeah. I'm actually sitting next to a bloke that is a fire marshal. So yes, I can't wait for that horse to run, mate. To be honest, it's the first one I've ever had with Kyle.
Yep, and Kyle Marshall.
Kyle Marshall. I haven't been out there yet. I've been very slack. So Cranbourne's not that far away, so I should be out there with the kids visiting a bit more often. But that's one I'm really looking forward to see how it goes.
I think if we had said, how's Kyle going to go in the next 12 months when he first lobbed in Australia, I would say he has well and truly exceeded even his own expectations.
That's been brilliant and good to see. It's just, the way he set himself up, his communication style, he deserves everything that comes his way. So, good luck to him. He's got a couple of real good ones as well. So, he's going well.
86K for a cure. You did some walking, and now you're into the running, mate. And with some, I like how you described it the other day, where you struggled home in the last quarter, but you're looking for a next run. But tell us a bit about 86K for a cure.
Yeah, so this is for the Children's Cancer Institute. So I always feel like I've got Marcus Kirkwood on my shoulder, mate. After our chat with him for the Harness Charity Challenge about 18 months ago and how much it meant for him. So when I was sort of getting back into fitness, I saw this pop up in one of the socials, and I thought, why not? I can do 86 days. This will keep me going and give me a bit of target for March, and that's just to run or walk a planned 86 days throughout the month. So and it's pretty much it's for the 86 kids that keep getting diagnosed with cancer at an early age. So great cause, and I think it raised about $1,100 for the month. I think today's double donation day too, so if someone wants to kick in, we get our donations matched. So any money would be greatly appreciated, but it's a super cause. And look, mate, what I'm doing is just something really small. My heart goes out to any family that's going through that, and anything that we can raise to help them is just a great thing.
It certainly is, but how do you eat an elephant, mate? One mouthful at a time. So it might only seem a small thing, but it's all part of what of trying to get a cure, 86K for a cure. And the easiest way, you just type in 86K for a cure, and then you should be able to hit a donate button on there. And then when you go in a search for a fundraiser, if we just type it, I'm doing this live, if we just type in Salter, it'll come up with Stephen Salter and Brooke Salter. You got Brooke well covered. $1,113 you're up to, mate. So it's easy. Just follow the links through and go on and donate. $20 will add up to $40 today as it is double day. And, mate, love it. Love it. All the work you do for charities. And, yeah, how could we forget that Marcus Kirkwood chat? I'm sitting in the exact same chair I was that day. And, that was an amazing conversation, that was, for sure.
Never forget it. Never forget it. Yeah.
I do forget sometimes some of the chats we've had on this show, and then something like that comes up, reminds you, and, yeah, all very special stuff. Now, let's see if we can find a winner at Mildura tonight. This might be a good way. Someone can have a bet in one of your tips, and if it wins, they might donate the winnings. No pressure at all, but give us a winner or two at Mildura, mate.
It might be a late night for people waiting. Too,
oh, dear.
My best comes up in the last. So, yeah, race 11. Number 9, East Bro Jesse. For anybody that backed it last week, I think you're pretty stiff not to collect. Did all the work in the breeze. They don't often in this class break 29 seconds for the third quarter, and that's exactly what they did in that race. And he was sitting in the death doing all the work in that time. They did struggle home, pretty much like I did in that last quarter in my 4K run.
Yeah.
But it was a great second. Like, it was just left for a sweeper to get him, and only just got him on the line. So I thought it was a really good second. I think this race sets up a lot better. There will be plenty of early toe, and there's no better. If anybody's followed my tips over the years, they know how much I love backing Ellen Tormey, and I think she'll have him into the race at the perfect time. And, yeah, I think, look, with $2, it's probably as short as you want it, but I just think that's the best in the card. I think she'll put him in the race at the right time, and I think he'll get the win.
Yep, Ellen is definitely the least talked about, most underrated driver. She's just, and she's sailing better than she ever has, if you ask me at the moment.
Yeah, even outside of Mildura, I concentrate on Mildura. So I obviously watch her there a lot, but it's not just Mildura. She's driving so well, and she should be getting a lot more drives, if you ask me. But yeah, you can just back her with confidence when I'm betting in Mildura, for sure.
Any others that you're keen on, or you just, I'm happy with one, if that's what it is?
Well, that was my main one. There was one I've been following in race two. So race two, number two, Jack Fergie. Now, if you look at its stats, there was a period of 2 to 3 months where it just went off the boil. But I think 2024, he's become a bit better. His form's become a bit better. Especially the last two times at this track and distance, in that up to 55 rater, and then they were in early Feb. I thought they were great runs in better races. And then he belted a field at Broken Hill when leading a couple of starts back. And then nothing wrong with his last start effort over the sprint trip. So I just think Michelle Phillips on board, aggressive drive from gate two. I think she'll cross. May not hold the lead, might be leaders back, but I just think it looks a good play. Probably, again, as short as you want it, and you might get an each way value at close to race time, but I'll be surprised if it's not top three, that's for sure.
Yeah, the 31 would have been nice, but 440 and $1.65. And one more, and I touched on it earlier in the show. Ben Zira heads up to Mildura for the first time. I'm pretty sure it's his first trip up there. He's got a number of drives, and I think he's going really, really well down here, but it is slightly different at Mildura. You got any tips for him?
He's going to learn a lot, I know that much. And it might be a bit of an eye-opener for him. All I'd say is probably look to his inside pre-race and see what sort of drivers he's got on his inside, because there are just typically aggressive drivers. So, but they just have confidence in his own drives. If he's got speed off the front, use it, utilise it. That's the best way to drive him. Mildura, be aggressive. And if he's off the back row, then follow that speed. And probably don't put yourself into those too early, because, again, those aggressive drivers up front can really make you work hard for your dollar. So, yeah. But look, it does take a little while. I remember, I think Ryan Backhouse was on this show talking about how it took him a little while to understand the little
intricacies.
How to drive Mildura. So, he'll probably find tonight a bit of an eye-opener. But, yeah, he's got a couple of good drives. He should be walking away with a winner at least.
Yeah, well, that'd be good, because I know how much they appreciate it when they get someone up there who's keen to drive and he's He's a talented young man, and he's sensible. He's set himself a target of 50 winners for the year, and I think part of getting to Mildura might be to reach that target. And I like that. I like when a young person's working at goals like that, you know, achievable goals.
Yeah, and it's, I think it is a great place to learn, Mildura, because, yeah, it is that type of racing pattern that you have to be aggressive, you have to utilise the right run at the right time, otherwise, yeah, you're stuck in traffic, really. So, yeah, understanding the field, doing your form analysis too becomes a big part of that. So I think Ben does that. I think I've seen him a little bit over the last few months, and I think he obviously does his own form. And that's really important, especially at Mildura, understanding who's going to be the roadblock in front of you, when to make that move, who to be in front of. Yeah, it's just extremely important to your form, especially at Mildura. But it looks like he's got his head screwed on right, mate. And
he does.
Yeah, getting those targets for yourself, that's just really important too.
Well, there'll be 11 drivers get it right tonight, and hopefully one of them is Michelle Phillips and one is Alan Tormey in the 2nd and the 11th, respectively. Pog, thanks so much for 10 minutes of your time, mate, and I'll let you get back to working alongside the fire marshal.
All right, it's always a pleasure, Davey.